Three peace activists who walked onto a U.S. nuclear weapons site in 2012 have been freed from prison after their convictions for sabotage were overturned by an appeals court. The group, known as Transform Now Plowshares, are part of the Plowshares movement, which has organized more than 100 nonviolent direct actions against war since 1980. The three activists released included Michael Wally, Greg Borche Obed, and an 85-year-old nun, Sister Megan Rice, who broke into the Y-12 nuclear facility at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There they painted peace slogans and threw blood on the walls, revealing major security flaws at the facility, which processes uranium for hydrogen bombs. They were convicted of depredation of government property and sabotage. The men were originally sentenced to 5 years in prison, while Sister Megan was sentenced to almost 3 years. After the three had served 2 years in prison, a federal appeals court on May 8th threw out the sabotage conviction, ruling that the prosecution failed to prove the three intended to injure the national defense. All three were released almost immediately and are free pending their sentencing on the lesser charge. Defense lawyers say they've served more time than that charge originally brought. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Sister Ardeth Platy, a 79-year-old Catholic nun who's participated in several Plowshares actions and says she has no idea how much time she's spent in prison as a result, but estimates 8 or 9 years. Here she describes the Plowshares philosophy that leads activists like her to participate in civil disobedience actions that risk arrest and prison time.
We do Plowshare actions after the statement from Isaiah and Micah, they shall hammer their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against another nation, nor shall they train for war anymore. So we base our actions, our plowshare actions, that we would rather have food production through plowshares rather than war making and spears and what now is nuclear weapons and conventional weapons that massively kill people. These plowshare actions, and there have been more than 100 now, are nonviolent civil resistance symbolic actions. And what they do is uphold the laws of the land. Right now at the United Nations, there is the review of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty that we have signed, and many other nations, all but two or three nations, have signed that treaty. And it was signed in 1970. So the United States and other nuclear weapon nations committed to dismantling, disarming, stopping all nuclear weapons. So right now it's being reviewed again in the United Nations. The grassroots movement of Plowshares people do these symbolic actions to remind the governments that they have a treaty to uphold, and that as long as they do not disarm and dismantle these weapons, they are committing criminal actions, because every treaty is the law of the land. Every treaty that we sign is under the Supremacy Clause of the United States government.
I understand that you're not only comrades in Plowshares, but you're a close personal friend of Sister Megan. Have you been able to visit her?
No, when we are felons, we are not permitted to visit other prisons. So as a felon, I have been unable to get into prisons for visits. We have been communicating very frequently, and, you know, Sister Megan is keeping to the cause. That cause is the disarmament of nuclear weapons, taking them off high trigger alert, stop the targeting of them, stop the threatening to use them, which is totally illegal under the International Court of Justice. So Sister Megan, Greg, and Michael have been very faithful to this quest. We are, of course, rejoicing and celebrating that the judges, we were at the hearing in Cincinnati, that these judges sought fit to study the law and to make sure that they are released for new sentencing. Now, our commitment would be that none of the following actions should be charged based on the fact that they're stopping a crime from happening. So whatever they had to do, if, for example, a building were burning and we know that the people inside are in danger, you know, we would enter in to that site in order to stop anyone from being injured. We feel the same way regarding nuclear weapons, that sometimes you have to enter into the sites. You have to say loudly and clearly, there is a crime going on at this site. Enriched uranium is now building secondaries. You are expanding the site. And why would you do this when you know under the law we have a commitment to dismantle, disarm all nuclear weapons in this nation?
Can you say what's going to happen next?
A resentencing would be for depredation of government property. However, they could drop that also in court because they've already served more time than that charge actually occasions. Okay. They should be out on their own recognizance. They're all nonviolent, loving people who serve the poorest. And, you know, we hope they can get back to their missions to do that.
That was Catholic nun Sister Ardeth Plati, a member of the Plowshares Movement and a compatriot of the three anti-war activists just released from prison. Find more news on the Plowshares Movement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.